It's getting to be a real problem. Hey, freaks, Jim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. We are ending the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much to Matt for concocting yet another intro. Matt wants to produce one a week and have it air on Friday. And all of the audio clips featured in the intro will be from that week of shows. If I could just make one suggestion, I know it's hard sometimes because I have a lot of background music and I feature a lot of, songs and stuff. It doesn't really work when, because the intro is music. And then if you have another song playing over it, you can't really understand what's going on. So try to just pick out audio clips of people talking. No music. There are a couple points I couldn't understand what was being said. But I have, shitty hearing at this point anyway. All right, were you guys around when I did the nigger call? The guy who always calls into the voicemail going, nigger, 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 nigger. I got his phone number and I finally had enough, so I gave him a taste of his own medicine. I don't remember if that was yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program or on Wednesday's show, but a good time was had by all. Unless you're black, because, some African-Americans are still sensitive about the N-word. At the top of the show, I've got some exciting news. I mentioned that Alexis K. Tyler was going to be on Maury. I tried to DVR it on the day and time that, she was supposed to be on, but it was a different episode when I played back the recording. So I was very upset. I thought someone would post it on YouTube, and they didn't, until I checked my feed yesterday, and Alexis herself posted her appearance on Maury. Now, if I was going to appear on national television, I would make sure to have a good copy. I'd record it. I'd find a way to get it on the computer. This bitch just held a camcorder up to the television and recorded her segment, which is fine. TNB, right? I don't know. Is that a black thing? But here it is. This is Alexis K. Tyler on Maury. Very exciting.
Watch this. When a friend sent me an email with a link to Alexis Tyler's much-talked-about power videos, I instantly knew she was an internet sensation.
So this segment aired last month. Maury's just getting around to discovering Alexis K. Tyler. Fuck Alexis K. Tyler. How about the guy that discovered her? Me. I should be on Maury.
She started laughing. She just got into him all of a sudden. She just come just here. Bam! All upside his head. Just slapped him. Make him slap somebody.
But it's the sexy, salacious talk in Alexis's videos that will really grab your attention.
You got everything you take. The vanilla, the cherry, the chocolate chip. You got all of that going in your package, honey.
Millions have viewed her controversial opinions.
Stay out of his face.
All right, so they're just sort of going over, introing Alexis, getting the audience up to speed on who she is. I have to say, this is probably a good move for Alexis. At first, I was going to be like, I was saying to myself, you know, Maury, really? What a fucking trashy show to be, you know, featured on. However, you know, I mean, Alexis isn't trashy, but the stuff she talks about is pretty trashy, right? Wash your crack! Wash your ass! From the front to the behind and front and back, or, you know, whatever her little rhyme is there. So I think the audience of Maury will really appreciate Alexis K. Tyler. And the other thing I wanted to mention, this is a message to Alexis. Do you know why Maury's featuring you? Because you say funny, outrageous things in a very ethnic, black way, all right? He's not featuring you on his show because of your fine hair care products, right? Or your serious discussions. He wants the crazy, outrageous Alexis K. Tyler. That's why you're famous. That's why people care about you. Let's bring that Alexis K. Tyler back. Thank you. All right, take it away, Maury.
Well, she's for real. Alexis is here with her word of wisdom. Here she is, Alexis Tyler.
I think she's screaming. She's holding up like a V sign going, VP, power!
Power! No!
I see Alexis in the flesh. I saw all that YouTube stuff. I said, this woman cannot be real. She is. I have never really heard it this way, Alexis, but you strongly believe that there is a certain male part of the body that can make women smack men.
It's a heat-seeking missile. So you got to make sure you know which one headed in your direction.
And it can make you smack the guy.
It'll make you pull a gun on him and shoot a guy.
She, all right, this is good. Alexis knows what's going on here. She knows how she's supposed to act. Someone coached her beforehand and said, look, Alexis, this is what we want out of you. This is good.
Okay, so this is an amazing thing. How many hits have you had on YouTube?
So far on my YouTube channel, it's over 6 million.
6 million.
I'm counting. Thanks to the fans.
Except those videos about your hair care line. Those get like a couple hundred. No one cares.
The top five Alexis Tyler tips on how a woman can keep a man happy.
Huh. Whatever you do to get him, you got to keep doing it to keep him there with you.
That's right. If you get him, if you start sucking dick, you've set a precedent. You know what I mean? You can't now just say, oh, I don't like sucking dick. You know what I mean? He was under the impression that you're a dick-sucking machine. And if you stop sucking the dick, baby, you're going to lose that prick. I could be Alexis K. Tyler, right?
Don't be talking about...
Let that ass hit the floor, or your man's going to be out the door! Okay.
You weigh, you are 5'6", and then you 250 pounds,
that's
and...
Good.
You got baby fat and the baby's 20 years old.
Give me another tip.
Maintaining the hygiene, but internally for the lady.
Internally. I like that. Yeah, make sure your pussy smells good inside and out.
Internally for the lady.
Okay, give me another tip.
Ladies, please, for me, stop lying and faking orgasm.
That's a little too Oprah for me. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite things is the orgasm! All right. You're getting an orgasm, and you're getting an orgasm, and you're getting an orgasm. It's Oprah's favorite thing. The big O.
Because a lot of men don't know how to hit the V-power spot to make it hot.
Any other tips? Is that it?
Now, one more thing. I'm not going to let your men off the hook. Y'all also need to tighten up on that manscaping gone, because it's a... Woo-hoo! I mean, right down in the crack, all around in here.
It's interesting because they show a shot of the audience every once in a while, and the women are, like, going crazy. Like, ah, yeah! And the men do not care for Alexis at all. They're like, fucking
let's,
bitch.
Let's say we have our own hygiene issues.
Oh, man. I get so many emails about these women telling me to tell the men how to tighten up that particular region because it gets pretty off the chain.
I want to thank you very much, everybody, Alexis Tyler.
Wow.
Come back with more, sweetheart.
Oh. You know, Alexis K. Tyler is a very attractive woman, and I think that's part of the appeal. Although, how funny would it be to have just a fat, disgusting slob start giving these tips? Like she's a pro or something. So there you go, Alexis K. Tyler's big national television debut on Maury. Moving on, have I ever featured the little queer who likes to twerk? I guess twerking is dancing. I don't know if it's just his special type of dancing or if twerking is a real type of dancing. I don't twerk. I don't dance. I'm very white. This kid was featured on World Star Hip Hop, and I'm sure his father is very, very proud of him. Take a listen.
Hey guys, it's Anthony Adam. A lot of you guys have been asking me to do the little twerk. So why not twerk in my uniform? Because you know what? It's showing God that I love to pray and twerk. I'm a preaching, twerking, Bible reading motherfucker. So let's do this twerking. So a lot of you guys have been asking me to twerk to Birthday Cake and other various songs. So why not start out with Birthday Cake? Because you know what? That is my jam.
You're going to hell, kid.
Right there.
It doesn't matter if you're twerking in your, your Christian school uniform or not.
So let me go to Birthday Cake.
So twerking is
Birthday Cake Rihanna.
For those of you who don't know, it's a lot of like,
I think we can skip the Chris Brown version because don't think we want that, do we? 30 fucking seconds of advertisement. You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm just gonna go to
kid has a potty mouth on him.
Because I have it on my iTunes.
There he goes. He's already starting. A lot of booty popping, right? It's all about, like, shaking your ass. And he has a lot of control over that butt. God, pedophiles would just love this video. Oh, it's kind of gross, actually. I'm trying to post this on our blog at blog.distortedview.com so you can check it out. I don't know if you've seen this kid before, but just search for Anthony Twerkin. Cute little faggot. Just want to put him in your pocket. Finally, before we get into the news today, here's something you shouldn't do. People are insane with these social media websites. They post everything. Too much information. Now a woman has confessed to a crime on YouTube, and the po-po came a-creepin' right after her.
Seeing is believing in the case of a Nebraska woman who boasted about a robbery by putting her confession on YouTube. 19-year-old Hannah Sabata describes her day, apparently telling the online world she stole a car.
Oh, yeah, I saw this video. I wanted to play it for you on the show here, but it was one of those ridiculous note card videos, you know, where the girl doesn't say anything. She just has a pile of note cards. Again, if you have some extra money, buy some stock in note card companies. I don't know who makes it, BIC. Who makes them? 3M. I don't know who makes note cards, but whoever does, the business is booming thanks to YouTube and these stupid fucking twats making these videos. All right, so she posted a video online confessing to a crime.
Apparently telling the online world she stole a car. She even shows off the keys.
Yeah.
And then continues to explain her exploits, telling viewers she robbed a bank at gunpoint and stole $6,000.
Then
she shows a bundle of money to the camera. She even fans herself with a load of bills.
Yeah, like Jay-Z. I don't know if JC's done that, but
in the nearly 8-minute long video,
black people tend to do that. I've seen a lot of like Facebook pictures where black people will just lay out, like fan out a bunch of ones or something. Like, look at all this cash I have. Well, yeah, okay.
Bottle goes on to claim.
You went to the bank and you know, converted a $100 bill to ones. It's not that impressive.
She is the victim of the government and plans to pay off her student loans. And
wait a second. I'm sorry.
Sabata goes on to claim she is the victim of the government and plans to pay off her student loans and go on a shopping spree. Well, thanks to the video dubbed Chick Bank Robber, police arrested Sabata on charges she robbed a Waco bank after stealing a car.
Oh, a Waco, Texas bank! Nothing good comes out of Waco. Nothing good comes out of Texas. Let those motherfuckers secede if they want to. David Koresh, the Bushes, and this cunt have come out of Texas. I lived there for a few months. I came all over Texas. All right, and with that, let's get into your crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news. Right, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site. This is how I make my living. So if you enjoy DV, please consider supporting Superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month, $66.99 for the entire year. Lifetime memberships are available. And every week I do stuff for you guys, just for paying members. On Tuesday we did an extended show. Yesterday we did an exclusive program. Last week I did a weekend show, and also we did our first movie night. Was it last week that we did that, or the week before? It was a very fun time. A lot of people checking out the movie and you know, all the ridiculousness there. Superfreaksideshow.com. Yeah, the whole movie is posted online along with the commentary, and it was a whole video show. So it was a good time. So check that out. You can download all of the past shows in our archive. I've been at this since December 2004. Superfreaksideshow.com. The other thing I want to mention, our second Distorted View movie night is going to happen next week. I found a great, timely movie that is just awful. And this one's a little bit longer. Now, the first movie night, the movie was actually 60 minutes in length. But I think movie night ended up being about an hour and 45 minutes. This one might be a little bit longer because it's a 95-minute movie. And then we like to take an intermission in the middle. And I play some ridiculous, Distorted View-worthy movies. Or, I'm sorry, video clips. So it'll probably end up being like 2 hours long at least. We've got a chat room set up. It's a live program. And then afterwards, I post the entire thing up on the Sideshow. Now, I was thinking to raise some extra money, if you want to see the show and you are not a Sideshow member, I'm accepting donations. And if we reach the goal, we'll say $500, which is not that much. If all my listeners pitch in a couple dollars, we'll get the $500 donation no time. If all $500 come in before movie night, I will post the entire thing up, not just for Sideshow Freaks, but for everyone. How about that? A little way for me to make some extra Christmas money. You guys can see, 2 hours worth of Distorted View stupidity. And all will be well with the world. Just email me, or I'm sorry, PayPal me. My PayPal address is show@distortedview.com. Just go to PayPal, click send money. It's going to ask you for an email address. Just type in show@distortedview.com. It's the address, my same address for years and years and years. I'll also try to put a link on the show notes today and up at distortedview.com. So there you go. I'm not sure when next week we're going to do the movie night. It might be like Thursday night or Friday night or maybe the weekend. Whatever works for you. I've got nothing but time. If you have a suggestion for dates or times or whatever, just email me as well. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you heard the amazing news coming out of North Korea? Apparently, they discovered that unicorns exist. Cuckoo. Yes, reality in North Korea aren't known for being close. In efforts to clear up the mystery of a reported unicorn lair, only shows how cuckoo bananas these crazy yellow people are. North Korea, a nation at which it would be easy to laugh if the suffering of its people were not so tragic. See, that doesn't bother me. I still laugh heartily at these nuts. Underline again how detached from reality it is with the announcement by the state-controlled press that archaeologists had uncovered a unicorn lair near the capital of Pyongyang, Widespread derision greeted the news, which grabbed headlines around the world as an example of hubris by the totalitarian government of a people who starved to death, while hapless officials make repeated failed bids to fire a satellite into space. These people probably ate all of the unicorns. That's why they no longer exist. Ah, unicorn meat, very good. Number four. All right, it now appears that the unicorn angle was a mistranslation. There's no such thing as unicorns. What are you, crazy? It has emerged that what translators were trying to say was that top North Korean explorers had found the nest of a beast with a dragon's head, a deer's body, and the tail of a cow. You know, with hooves and a mane. Dragons. Much more believable than unicorns. Any archaeologist will tell you that. The mix-up centered on the translation of the word Kirins, or Kullins. I don't know, says Professor James Grayson. Wasn't he the guy that wrote, "Men are from Mars, women are from Venus"? This is not right. He said the mythical creature occupies a special place in Korean folklore as the favorite mode of transportation for a legendary ruler. Oh, I see. Korean expert Sik-Sang Wang said the global gaffe could have been in an inept bid by propaganda chiefs to announce they had found the lair in order to glorify ruler Kim Jong-un by linking him with famous historical figures, which, you know, they like to do over there. They like to put out these ridiculous stories that make their leader look like a mystical, all-knowing, all-powerful ruler. But he's so tiny and cute-looking, that crazy Kim Jong-un. All right, actually, he has a lesbian haircut, I've noticed. He's a power dyke. All right, second story we have for you today. Aspiring porn star Tiffany Hartford, I'm familiar with her work, her father, George Sayers Jr., have had a child together and have been promptly arrested on sex, obscenity, and conspiracy charges. What? An aspiring porn star and her father were arrested Monday after DNA tests proved they had a sexual relationship that resulted in a child. Now, if Maury wasn't so busy having Alexis K. Tyler on the program, he could have had these two perverts on. DNA tests are his specialty. Tina Hartford, 23, and George Sayers Jr., 46, of Bethel, Connecticut, denied knowing that they were father and daughter, but information provided by Hartford's ex-girlfriend suggests otherwise. Hartford, who told police she wanted to star in porn before she got pregnant, allegedly introduced Sayers to her ex-girlfriend as her husband-slash-father. Incriminating. The unidentified ex-girlfriend consented to having Sayers take photo and video of her and Hartford having sex, but not to the pornography's distribution. All right. When she discovered Sayers was allegedly selling the videos for $40 and pictures for $5, you know, that's the thing. There are so many porn stars. You really need to have an angle. Banging your father is a good angle. It's a disgusting angle. When she discovered Sayers was allegedly selling videos for $40 and pictures for $5, she contacted the police, who launched an investigation in February. The footage is not considered child porn because the women were at least 16 at the time. Oh, they were young ladies. Sayers' computer allegedly held additional footage uncovered during a police search of Hartford posing sexually in provocative clothing. Maybe they got that provocative clothing at AdamandEve.com. Oh, yeah, sexy lingerie for father and daughters. AdamandEve.com cannot be happy with my spots for them. AdamandEve.com has the hottest incest apparel. And now you get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. It's not you don't have to be into incest, but if you are, you want to, you know, get your pop excited. Get some sexy lingerie, costumes, lube, all the essentials, plus toys for him, toys for her. 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. All for using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. All right. Police allegedly uncovered that this was a case of incest when they analyzed the DNA of Hartford, Sayers, and their child. They pleaded not guilty to third-degree sexual assault. What are the degrees? Like first-degree sexual assault, second-degree sexual assault? I want to know the differences. Does third degree burn more? I guess it depends on what sort of STDs were transmitted. Third degree sexual assault plus obscenity and conspiracy to commit obscenity for photo distribution. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, every 6 months or so, there's a news story about that coffee that is produced. It's made by giving a specific type of cat these coffee grounds. They eat the coffee grounds or whatever, beans or whatever, and the cats shit them out. It's like coffee luwak or something. Well, I don't have a story about that today. This one is a little bit different, yet similar. Coffee from an elephant's guts apparently now costs $50 a cup. In the lush hills of northern Thailand, a herd of 20 elephants is pooping some of the world's most expensive coffee. Trumpeted as earthy in flavor, isn't that the same thing as the cat? That's how they describe the cat shit coffee. It's always earthy. Once you shit out coffee beans, it takes on an earthy flavor. Trumpeted as an earthy flavor and smooth on the palate, an exotic new brew is made from beans eaten by Thai elephants and plucked a day later from their dung. A gut reaction inside the elephant creates what its founder calls the coffee's unique taste. So, I mean, the idea now is you just give animals coffee and then pick it out of their shit and see what it tastes like. We could all become millionaires. We just need to come up with, we need to find an animal that we can, feed these coffee beans to. How about like penguins? It could be like Arctic Blast, like Arctic Blast coffee or South Pole brew. It all sort of has to loosely reference the fact they're shitting these things out. You know, you poop from your South Pole. Or maybe like a koala bear based coffee. You know, feed the koala bear these beans, the koala bear shit them out. We can call them Down Under coffee or something. I don't know. Does anyone have access to a koala bear or penguin? Maybe you work at the zoo and we could do this on the DL. Cougar shit. That might be a good one, too. Stomach turning or oddly alluring? No, it's stomach turning. This is not just one of the world's most unusual specialty coffees. At $1,100 per kilogram or $500 per pound, it's also among the world's priciest. For now, only the wealthy or well-traveled have access to the coffee, which is called Black Ivory. It was launched last month at a few luxury hotels in remote corners of the world, first in northern Thailand, and now Abu Dhabi, with a price tag of about $50 a serving. The coffee's creator says, when an elephant eats coffee, its stomach acid breaks down the protein found in coffee, which is a key factor in bitterness. You end up with a cup that's very smooth without the bitterness of regular coffee. The result is similar in coffee luwak, another exorbitantly expensive variety extracted from the excrement of a weasel-like civet. What are civets? I guess those are like the cats, right? The elephant's massive stomach provides a bonus. Think of the elephant as the animal kingdom's equivalent of a slow cooker. It takes between 15 and 30 hours to digest the beans, which stew together with bananas, sugarcane, and other ingredients in the elephant's vegetarian diet to infuse unique, earthy, and fruity flavors, said the 42-year-old Canadian. It's a Canadian who created this thing? My theory is that a natural fermentation process takes place in the elephant's gut. That fermentation imparts flavors you wouldn't get from other coffees. So there you go. If you happen to be in Thailand, try the elephant gut coffee, Black Ivory. That sounds like a blaxploitation film, doesn't it? Black Ivory. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Again, guys, thank you so much for the emails I've been receiving. Apparently, I have a lot of smart freaks. I asked you guys, who may need a job and are familiar with PHP and SQL and PayPal and stuff to email me if you want to help out with a project. And I've received several inquiries or whatever replies, I guess, to my inquiry. If you want to throw your name into the hat, just email me. Let me know what's going on here. And if you're well versed in PHP and SQL, maybe you can help me out. I'll be, in the coming days and weeks, I'll be figuring out what exactly I need in the time frame, Well, I know exactly what I need, but, you know, I'll get in contact with you and you can help me. All right, let's get into some voicemails now. Yes, caller, here we go.
Hi, I'm calling from HoverRound, the car wheelchair company.
Come on, it never ends with these people. Hi, I'm calling from HoverRound. Hi, I'm calling from HoverRound.
Hi, I'm calling from HoverRound, the car wheelchair company.
Fuck you!
Hey, Tim, it's Faithful Listener Action Batch. I just gotta say, you are a fucking genius. I love how when the caller complained about you with your Mac versus PC or some shit, you waxed poetical for about five to 7 minutes.
Oh, really?
On the very shit that was driving him nuts. You, sir, are a troll god. Keep up the good work.
All right, no problem. I do what I can.
Dear Tim, by the time you hear this, you will already have been too late. I will already have said, nigger, 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 nigger.
Okay, enough of this. Do I have to call him up again?
Hi, Tim. I'm just calling to let you know that there are some freaks that work at Apple, and we love you. And if you ever have trouble, just ask on air.
Ask one of the geniuses? I don't think so. Anyone who calls himself a genius is a douche.
Hey, Tim. Mike from Tulsa here. I'm just trying to time this out. Today is November 28th, and my birthday is on December 7th. And
oh, what day was that? December what?
Today is November 28th, and my birthday is on December 7th. And I just wanted to, I don't want you to tell me happy birthday. I don't want you to say anything nice. I just want you to tell me what a dirty, rotten, stupid little piece of shit I am, and just berate the living shit out of me. That'd make my day more than anything.
Oh, that's what you're into? You sick, disgusting fuck? You like to be verbally abused? Get on your knees, boy! Get on your knees and worship me!
Happy birthday to you.
Sorry.
Happy birthday.
I had this queued up.
You.
I have to play it.
Happy birthday, dear Samuel.
I never give people what they want.
Happy birthday.
When they want songs, I degrade them and verbally abuse them. When they want me to verbally abuse them, you get a gay kid singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old are you? You didn't tell me.
Remember that? I used to play the gay laughing a lot. Whatever happened? It was that kid who made the gay laughing sound. Gay laugh. Let's see here. Is this it? All right. Very good. Do we have any more here? I think maybe there's one more voicemail. And then we will promptly get out of here, call it a week. Yes, caller?
Hey, Tim. Mike from Tulsa here. I'm just trying to time this out. Today is November 28th, and my birthday is on
I guess that was the last one. What was this one then?
Hi, Tim.
Oh, that one. Okay. We did that. There was a couple hover rounds. I think that's it. Oh, wait. We've got another voicemail here. Yes, go ahead, caller. Caller?
Your message sounds gay, so change it.
Sorry.
And where's the wallet and all the money that's in the wallet? I need the fucking wallet, all right? You need to come back in here.
Hey, if you want something from me, don't start off your call insulting my voice, my very gay voicemail greeting.
Get the $10 and the beanie, okay?
Ah, you can take that beanie and shove it up your ass, lady. You're never getting the beanie again, nor the wallet.
I need you walking around.
I've got you right where I want you. I stole your wallet, and I stole your beanie, baby.
I'm with the wallet today.
That's what I am. I'm the world's most stupid crook. That's what I stole. A wallet and a beanie, baby.
Don't need to carry that today. Goodbye.
Okay, very good. Is that the last one? Oh, I think we have another voicemail here.
You need to change the message. It sounds gay.
Okay.
And also, my finger is fucking broken. Don't put your foot up to me, okay? And if you don't come back here and do what I ask, you can forget about everything else. You understand?
Okay. One more voicemail, and then we'll get out of here. I promise. Yes, caller.
If you don't answer the phone, I'm going to have the phone shut off.
Yeah, and then you won't have that gay voicemail message anymore.
Okay?
Okay.
And you would have had the $10 in your wallet ready to go. like I asked you last night. Because in the morning, you do absolutely nothing, okay? You need to start preparing yourself for the next day. You don't wait until the last minute. And also find out when you go to the bookstore today.
What happened to the beanie?
What books you're going to need for your classes that you have. And how much they're going to cost.
And P.S., change your voicemail message. It's very gay. All right, thank you, Mom. I don't know who the fuck that was. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-GOD-GOD.
Jam and wham!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!